The Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
To quote the great J.A. Adonde.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors took a commanding 3-0 series lead in the Western Conference Finals last night with a 109-100 win over the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
Yeah.
Golden State turned the game around with another strong third quarter, outscoring the Mavs 30-21 in that period. Steph Curry led the way with 31 points, 11 assists. Andrew Wiggins chipped in with 27 points, including a near fatality on a monster dunk over Luka Doncic's face. Added 11 rebounds. In case you're wondering, no team has ever rallied from 3-0 down to win a series in the NBA playoffs, so enjoy your year's supply of Rice-A-Roni as your parting gift, Dallas. Game 4 is tomorrow night.
Yeah, so that's what it looks like to win a road game in Dallas, huh?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to actually show up and play a basketball game in Dallas. Kind of forgot what that might look like.
So many thoughts.
Very depressing. I did watch these games, and it was easier to watch them than it was when they started, but I still cannot tolerate the fact that the Suns lost to that Mavericks team. It's maddening.
It will be absolutely
maddening.
That thorn in your side forever if you care about the Phoenix Suns. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals on tap tonight in Boston. Heat visiting the Celtics with a 2-1 series lead. Both teams banged up in Game 3. Miami's Jimmy Butler bothered by knee inflammation. Tyler Hero has a quad injury. Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and P.J. Tucker all listed as questionable to play. That's just on the Miami side. Celtics guard Marcus Smart has swelling in his right ankle. Ugh. He and Robert Williams questionable for Boston, and Jason Tatum is probable with a right cervical nerve impingement, which is a terrible name for a band. Tonight's game gets underway at 5:30. You can hear it on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2, starting with pregame coverage at 5 o'clock. I could get accused of being in the sour grapes club by saying this.
Uh-huh.
Are you overwhelmed by any of the four teams that are still playing in the NBA right now?
No, I am not.
That's another part of the whole show.
No, it really is. And again, it's if Dallas were playing at a different level right now and that was a series, I'd feel better about it. Watching this Dallas team sort of, not necessarily exposed, but just get beaten by Golden State. It's just hard for me.
Even worse, just come back down to earth. They played four of the greatest games they'll ever play as a collective group in one series.
It's watching them get overmatched by a team that's better than them.
Yeah, that's what
the Suns should have done.
That's what the Suns should have done. That's what's bugging me about this.
Yeah, Cardinals do begin first of 3 weeks of organized team activities later today at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. Of course, the question is, will Kyler Murray show up? Murray and his agent, Eric Burkhart, have been very outspoken in their quest for a contract extension this offseason, but nobody's flinched just yet. And it is fair to point out that these are voluntary workouts.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kyler Murray's not there, that'll be the first word out of everybody's mouth. They're voluntary.
Right.
If you were holding out hope that the Cardinals would bring in veteran Jadeveon Clowney to bolster the pass rush, sorry. Clowney, according to reports, has agreed to a one-year deal to return to the Cleveland Browns for a maximum of $11 million. Clowney had 9 sacks in 14 games with Cleveland last season. In baseball, Ian Kennedy has been pitching a lot out of the Diamondbacks' bullpen. 4 out of the last 5 games, to be exact. Maybe fatigue, and maybe that's why he gave up 3 hits and back-to-back home runs in the 8th inning at a 5-4 loss to the Cubs yesterday at Wrigley Field. D-backs trailed 3-0, but tied it with a 3-run rally in the 6th. Took the lead on an RBI groundout by David Peralta that scored Geraldo Perdomo. But then Kennedy served up the long balls to Patrick Wisdom and Frank Schwindel, the two players who got named on this very show as who the heck are these guys?
Yeah.
And they did the damage.
Yeah, well, listen, the Diamondbacks had a great rally on Saturday, and
yes,
they gave it right back on Sunday. It was so odd how those two games were bookends. Both were entertaining games.
Oh, that series was crazy.
Yeah, it was a good series.
A little league home run by Dalton Varsho.
Right.
A game with 11 total home runs. I mean, it was nuts.
Yep.
D-backs still took 3 out of 4. They're now 21-22 on the season, 7.5 games behind the first-place Dodgers. And return home to face the Royals for a quick 2-gamer at Chase Field. It's a battle of the Zachs in the opener. Zach Davies going for Arizona against former D-back Zach Greinke. Welcome home.
Boy, do they have a lot of Zachs.
640, for, and they all spell their name differently. Zach is with an H. Zach Greinke is with a K. Zach Gallen, no K or
just
H, just a C. 640 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Justin Thomas, your winner of this year's PGA Championship held at Southern Hills in Tulsa. Outlasted Will Zalatoris in a three-hole playoff. First playoff in a major since the 2017 Masters when Sergio Garcia beat Justin Rose. And how about Thomas had a 1.2% chance of winning heading into the final round?
Well, there's a young golfer by the name of Mito Pereira who choked away this thing. It wasn't Jean Vandeveld quite, but it wasn't that far away either.
I don't get about a 1.2% chance. Okay, if it's like in his prime, Tiger Woods leading.
Yeah.
Anybody else, especially if it's a first-time winner,
right.
It's very possible.
You never know how you can handle
exactly.
those nerves.
That
yeah.
is true. Yeah. Thomas wins his second major, both PGA Championship wins. He also won that event in 2017. ASU and U of A softball both advancing to Super Regionals. The A-seeded Sun Devils won the Tempe Regional, finishing it off with an 8-4 win over San Diego State. Arizona won the Columbia Regional, downing host Missouri in the final game 1-0. So it'll be ASU against Northwestern in the Super Regional next weekend. Arizona will face Mississippi State. If they can get wins, they'll both go to the College Softball World Series.
Wow.
Stanley Cup playoffs. Tampa Bay took a commanding 3-0 series lead over Florida. 5-1 win yesterday. Rangers beat Carolina 3-1 to cut the Hurricanes lead to 2-1. And Edmonton won the latest in the Battle of Alberta 4-1 over the Flames. Evander Kane had a hat trick for the Oilers, who lead that series 2-1. And can we go international here? Couple of big European soccer leagues wrapping up yesterday. Manchester City won its fourth Premier League title in 5 years. A furious comeback. They scored 3 goals in 5 minutes to beat Aston Villa and hold off Liverpool.
That's not easy to do in soccer.
No. It's their sixth Premier League championship. And AC Milan defeated Sassuolo. I think I'm saying that right. 3-0 on Sunday, holding off rival Inter Milan to claim the Serie A title. Serie A in Italy for the first time.
Stop flexing.
In 11 years.
Vinny Joe Flex.
I had a little time yesterday.
Vinny Joe Sassuolo.
I was spanning the globe
yes,
to give you, the constant variety
yes,
of sports.
And we thank you.
The rest of the show will be the agony of defeat.
Yeah.